The rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine, due to start in Australia today, has been overshadowed by the Italian government's decision to block a further shipment of 250,000 doses that were destined for Australia. In the first move of its kind, Rome has ruled the AstraZeneca doses are needed in Italy as it tries to ramp up its own vaccination program. The European Commission hasn't intervened. The ban threatens to inflame global tensions over vaccine supply and trigger a major diplomatic rift. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
Developing vaccines is all about the science. The rollout is very political, as the European Union oversees a lacklustre inoculation program. It's now playing hardball, and Australia is collateral damage.
There was always a worry that vaccine nationalism would rear its head.
Aditya Goenka is a professor of economics at the University of Birmingham.
And this is one of the first instances we have seen it where a country has blocked exports.
The Italian government and its new Prime Minister, Mario Draghi, don't want vaccine vials heading overseas. And under a vaccine transparency regime set up by the EU in January, governments can block shipments, a measure designed to ensure distribution commitments are adhered to by the manufacturers. Professor Goenka again.
Australia has signed a contract to get vaccines, but currently there's not a very high incidence of coronavirus in Australia. Italy has very sharply increasing number of cases in acute care. So the number of people in hospitalizations is going up. How do you reconcile public health in your own country versus meeting your commitments is a complex issue.
The move threatens to heighten global tensions as nations scramble to vaccinate their populations. The EU has already been in a stoush with AstraZeneca after the company revealed it could not fulfil the whole European order on time. But on the other hand, Germany and France have led a campaign against the jab, initially saying it should not be used in those over the age of 65, but backtracking on that this week. Mike Rann is a former High Commissioner to the UK and says Australia's been caught in the middle.
This is not aimed at Australia. Basically, Australia's just collateral damage. I mean, there's a massive row going on within the EU and within individual countries inside the EU over the shortage of vaccine.
Simona Wiadu from the European Policy Centre says she's not surprised by the Italians' move.
If it was Australia prohibiting vaccine exports to Italy, would I feel angry about that? I don't think so, because it's like it's a world effort.
It's a worldwide effort where nationalism is very much at play. This is Samantha Hawley in London reporting for AM.